Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
There sure are a lot of energy drinks on the market. And, you know, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're feeling a little fatigued and you go grab one of those 5-hour energy drinks or a Monster or a Red Bull or something to kind of keep you pepped so you can make it through your work day. My guest is sports cardiologist at the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston, Dr. John Higgins. Welcome to the show. So let's talk about energy drinks. You know, people use them, Dr. Higgins, for really a good pep
Absolutely.
Up. They use them to keep them up at night. College students use them for, you know, studying, but they could be causing us heart problems, huh?
Yeah, well, I was listening to your last segment, and, you know, where you guys were talking about, you know, play now, pay later. Well, I think it's a case of drink now, you might be paying later as well with these energy beverages.
Really? So tell us about them. What are they doing to, because people have been drinking coffee for hundreds of years.
Well, I think that the main thing that it's, first of all, Melanie, these are different things to coffee. So we're talking about, you know, pardon the pun, different beasts. And they have some names like Monster and Red Bull and these other things. And they're different because they not only have the caffeine in them, but they also have other stuff. So they'll have some amino acids in them. They'll have some other energy blend materials and typically lots of sugar. And then vitamins, you know, they're stacked with vitamins. And you know, we have seen some effects of these not only in our emergency rooms, you know, with particularly with teens and young adults coming in who have had some of these and may come in with fast, irregular heart rhythms or their blood pressure may be up. And you know, in some cases, seizures, but also in those people that are sensitive to them. And then sometimes they'll drink them and do some exercise. And then during the exercise, they may have some problems. So I think we need to definitely look into these a little bit more.
Okay, so what would be a sign that you are somebody that probably shouldn't be using these energy drinks, you know, if they cause... I mean, I found out early on that if I tried to study with coffee in college, I'd fall asleep. I just found that out. So it wasn't that I got palpitations, but that it made me sleepy. It didn't work for me the way that it would work for some other people. What would be a sign, Dr. Higgins, that would tell, you know, ladies listening, college students, anybody, you know what, this is really not the thing for you to be using?
Well, certainly if you were not getting any benefit out of it, like you were saying, some people actually have a paradoxical effect where they actually will get a little bit tired and whatnot with caffeine. But the main things that we're concerned about are if you were noticing, for example, that you were getting palpitations, or which are, you know, kind of feeling your heart racing or beating faster, or if you are having any type of chest discomfort or chest pains, getting out of breath, you know, getting real jittery, maybe you're having difficulties concentrating, you know, or difficulty sleeping, because a lot of the materials in these energy beverages are stimulants, and they can last, you know, hang around a long time. For example, caffeine, you know, that can hang around in the system for, 6, 12, 24 hours. And if you have one of these, particularly in the evening, it may be difficult for you to sleep. And sleeping is definitely where we do a lot of our, where the brain, you know, converts a lot of what we've been reading and studying during the day into our memory. So that's really important.
Now, you're seeing things in the emergency room where people come in from heart palpitations and they tell you they've had an energy drink?
Yeah. In fact, these signals that we're seeing are being seen all over the place, Melanie. So, for example, in the emergency rooms and the poison centers in the United States, in 2007... And remember, these energy beverages came into the United States in 1997. So this is, this is about 10 years later. We had 10,000 calls or presentations to the emergency room, which were directly related to energy beverages. Now, that number has gone up in 2011 to 20,000. They're seeing similar things in Australia and New Zealand. They've had 5 times an increase in the number of problems, particularly in these younger children and teens who are drinking them, and also in Europe. So this appears to be a worldwide phenomenon. And you know, a lot of us doctors are very concerned about the fact that some of these young individuals, we think they're kind of vulnerable to the effects of caffeine and these other stimulants because they typically don't drink a lot of coffee or other stimulants during the week. But what they'll frequently do is they will, on the weekend, you know, maybe they're doing some stuff with their friends, or they're going to go and do some sports, and they'll often drink, you know, one and maybe two or three of these energy beverages in a row, and they chug them down. I mean, the if you look at the advertising, it tells you to chug them down. You know, you drink it cold, whereas with a cup of coffee, you know, you'll drink it over a longer period of time. And also, you know, these kids may be doing some sports. And some of the research we're doing here, actually, in Houston, we are looking at the effects of endothelial function, which is a fancy term for vascular function. And what we are studying is what happens to vascular function if you have one of these energy beverages. And what we're seeing so far is that consuming one of these and measuring your vascular function before and after, it appears that the vascular function is not as functional after having these energy beverages. And that's really important because, you know, if you're going to go out and do exercise, that's when you need your vascular system to be functioning really well. And if there's a problem from these energy beverages, that certainly could cause you problems with both your heart as well as your performance.
Now, I'm looking at some of the milligrams of caffeine in some of these drinks. Monster drink, 160 milligrams, and Nose energy drink, 260. You know, some of these have so many. Now, Red Bull is really down to 80. So, I mean, what is a safe amount of caffeine to be ingesting? You know, is it any caffeine, or is just in little bits, like you drink your coffee throughout the day? It's the fact that they drink these big, huge things all at once.
Yeah, I think you're right on the point there, Melanie, that these, first of all, for children anyway, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no more than 100 milligrams per day for children. They also recommend for teens an amount of 100 to 200 milligrams, and for adults, no more than 400 milligrams a day. The thing with these cans are, you know, they sell them, these large cans. They have, you know, more caffeine typically than will be in a cup of coffee. But the difference is, as you mentioned, Melanie, they will chug them down really fast. And sometimes they'll do, you know, one, two. And the other problem we're seeing as well, Melanie, is the alcohol. So they will mix them, you know, particularly at clubs and bars, as well as, you know, young kids having parties. They will mix them with alcohol. And so you're getting the stimulant on the one hand, and then you're getting the depressant effect from the alcohol on the other hand, and that can be a really toxic mix.
Yeah, we call that being an alert drunk, you know,
yeah.
Or an awake drunk, you know, because...
Yeah, the wide awake.
The wide awake drunk, and that is really dangerous, and so we just want to really stress that for sure, Dr. Higgins, is that, you know, mixing these energy drinks with alcohol is a really dangerous mix, and that people have died from that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they feel overconfident, they feel more awake and alert, so their mind is telling them, hey, I'm awake, I can handle that. And then they get into this high-risk behavior. You know, they may be jumping off roofs into the swimming pools. They may be driving. They typically, you know, will drive when they shouldn't be driving because of the alcohol. They get involved in other high-risk behavior, you know, high-risk sexual behavior, other type of crimes. And they also are more likely, if they're using energy beverages, not only are they more likely to be using alcohol, but they're also more likely to be using non-prescription drugs. So, you know, again, we're really concerned about the younger individuals using these energy beverages right now.
Well, in the last 15 seconds, your best advice on these energy beverages and heart problems?
I think, first of all, for those who are under 18, don't do it. Number two is if you have any sort of side reactions, you know, palpitations, chest pain or anything, please avoid them. You know, talk to your parents, talk to your doctor about it, and certainly do the proper training. You know, there's no quick fix for a good exercise training before in a large event. You can't show up on the day, take an energy beverage, and then you'll be okay. It's hard work equals good results.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. John Higgins. It is about your safety and health, and exercise certainly can replace that energy beverage. This is Melanie Cole. You're
Absolutely.
Listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Stay well.